Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the big news of the day, Brian Waters.
Yeah, day one of camp, and as we know, every year there's no shortage of storylines. But yeah, Brian Waters has not reported to the team. Bill Belichick, in his press conference before this first practice of the year, said, hey, there are no surprises, which tells me that there's been communication between the two. He added that it's the same status that he had in minicamp when it was an excused absence. So he's not out here. Very early to say what his status will ultimately be once the season begins. Maybe he will return and come in at some point during the preseason. Too early to say, but between Waters and then also Logan Mankins and Sebastian Vollmer, who are out here but not practicing yet, that's three-fifths of the starting offensive line from the Super Bowl who are on the roster but not yet practicing.
Right, well, let's jump into our extra points. First thing I want to note, Rob Gronkowski coming off an ankle injury, but you wouldn't know it today. The crowd goes wild for him. He's looking good. His movement looks good so far in training camp. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that's exactly what fans were hoping to see. We knew he had his injury, but he's out there. He's not really missing a beat. You wouldn't know he had the injury. And like you said, the crowd goes wild whenever he makes a catch, even when no one's defending him.
Yeah, it's like he's doing his job or something like that.
Exactly, which is what he does, and he does very well. My extra point focused on the running back position. The Pats did cut Joseph Addai on Wednesday, which tells us that they decided he was not going to be in their plans for this year. I do think they'll add another body or two at some point, but it reinforces the idea that Shane Vereen and Stephen Ridley are the two men that the Pats are going to put the ball into the hands of. I think they are the running backs to watch for this preseason and into the season. I wouldn't rule out a guy like Kevin Faulk coming back. And Belichick was asked about Faulk on Thursday. He said, listen, we're just talking about the players who are here. The numbers are very relatively small at the running back position, not as small when you factor in the fullbacks. Vereen and Ridley, I'm going to be keeping my eye on them all throughout camp, including day one. I think they have a chance to shine.
Well, maybe small numbers for the backs, but definitely a full, deep roster for the Patriots this season. We've got you covered all through training camp at Toyota's Patriots Today. That wraps it up for day one of training camp.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.